On Friday, January 26, the Johnstown Tomahawks are honoring one of our local hockey legends, Jim Mayer. Jimmy will be honored at a game between Johnstown and the Maine Nordics. The Tomahawks ownership is honoring and celebrating the rich hockey history of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Jimmy is being honored for his 3 years with the Johnstown Jets of the old Eastern Hockey League, Pro. The league and the team are no longer in operation, but the Tomahawks, who compete in the North American Hockey League, are recognizing the legendary Jets and Jimmy. And, of course, honoring an alumni that would take that Johnstown experience to being an NHL player. The Tomahawks play in the NAHL, which is a junior A league with 23 teams across 12 states. Before the Hawks-Nordics game, Jimmy will be honored with an on-ice pregame ceremony. Jimmy will be accompanied by grandsons Brendan and TJ for the event. During the game, Jim will be available for a meet and greet where I know he will regale fans with stories about his time in Johnstown. From 1966 to 1969, Jimmy thrilled Jets fans with his rugged play and supreme slapshot. I mentioned in a previous article that Jimmy was considered to have one of the hardest slap shots in the NHL when he played there. In 1966-67, Jim played 62 games in his rookie season with 10 goals and 25 assists to go along with, 247 penalty minutes. In 1967-68, he played in 71 games with 20 goals and 45 assists and maintaining a level of consistency. 247 penalty minutes. In the 68-69 season, Jimmy played 61 games with an impressive 27 goals along with 31 assists. 158 penalty minutes were incurred. Jimmy told me that because of his penalty minute totals, they were going to ask him to sit in the penalty box. A lot of people don't know that Jimmy played 2 years on D and one on the wing with the Jets. I'm pretty sure you can figure out his year as a forward. Jimmy told me that this honor is a memory of a lifetime. It is a well-deserved honor for not only a very good hockey player but a top-notch human being. I know he will have the time of his life and make sure all those around him have a marvelous time as well. If you so wish, the game is available at NHLTV.com for viewing. We don't know if the pregame ceremony will be broadcast, but I'm sure Jim's night will be featured. The Tomahawks are to be commended for celebrating Johnstown's illustrious hockey history. And Jimmy is just the guy you want to celebrate. 58 years later, it will soon feel like 1966 for the Jet. Once again, congratulations, Jimmy. On a side note, after Jimmy is recognized, the team will honor NBC's Bob Costas as he returns to a place where he got his start. Well, after hammering the Czechs 8-1 in round-robin play, our women's U18 team lost to those same Czechs in the semis of this year's Worlds. Despite a 47-shot effort vs 12 for Czechia, the girls just couldn't put more than two behind a stellar Anita Sinkova. If you've been around the game enough, we've all been on both sides of that deal. Good for the girls for picking it up to come home with a well-earned bronze. You will always have big surprises come NFL playoffs. But have you seen a fall from the top tier like the Eagles down the stretch? Man, they looked out of sorts and off kilter. Must be an NFC East deal. Cowboys were just as bad or worse. Too bad we didn't get a Cowboys-Eagles game. They could still be 0-0 in overtime or had a 77-70 game. Next year, I guess. Later, skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.